How's it going, everyone? My name's Ryan, and you're listening to the Daily Nerd Devo. So it occurs to me that there's a lot of nostalgia right now. I don't think that's probably a huge shock. There's a new Metroid game. It makes people nostalgic for the Metroid games they loved. Everything Pokemon makes a lot of people nostalgic, especially in the trading card game right now. I'm nostalgic for simpler days in games like Magic the Gathering. The whole vanilla World of Warcraft thing that came out a couple years ago, WoW Classic, is just nostalgia for the original World of Warcraft. Nostalgia is a powerful thing, especially in the world of nerddom. It's why we throw our money at so many things. We're nostalgic for them. For when we were children. For, in a lot of cases, when things were simpler. Easier. We had the things we loved, and we didn't have as many cares or worries. I feel like, at least for me, my faith is a lot like that too. I'm nostalgic for a simpler time. A time when, as a child, largely because I was told so, I just believed in God. It was easy. Faith was easy. I was told who God was. I believed that's who God was. I still do believe that's who God is. And that was the whole thing. That is a lot harder as an adult. It's a lot harder to just say, God, I trust you, and just go with it. God, you have my best at heart. I'm gonna be okay. It's fine. That is way harder as an adult, but it shouldn't be. Or at least it doesn't have to be. God wants us to, at least in some cases, have that childlike faith. I'm not saying you can't ever question things or that you shouldn't fight to figure your faith out, to figure out who you are in God. That's absolutely fine. You should look at your faith and make it your own. Absolutely. But I think sometimes we really do just need to trust God like a child does. Mark 10, 13 through 16. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. God calls us to try and see him and accept him and the things he has for us like a kid. Like it is that easy. Because ultimately, no matter what we're struggling with, what we're dealing with, what tries to overwhelm us, God is still bigger than all of it. He's still the same great, big, miracle-working, loving, caring God we were taught about as kids. He's still bigger than the boogeyman. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos, subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or come hang out with us on the Facebook page over at the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God is bigger than the boogeyman, and he made you special, and God loves you very much.